The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, lest the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. The month of May is the month of Mary. The month of October is the month of the Rosary. The month of July is the month of the precious blood of Christ. The month of November we honor, in a special way we pray for the dead. The month of June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, we're going to be celebrating the Sacred Heart of Jesus this month. This is not formally the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but we celebrate the votive mass. So, find refuge in two places, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Find refuge there. In the midst of the storms, tribulations, earthquakes of the human plight, find your refuge in two safe havens. That is the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Hopefully you have two beautiful images of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart in your homes. Do you?
Yes.
You should. As well as Divine Mercy and, of course, St. Joseph. You should have these beautiful images that make us think about God. Okay, the first reading, St. Paul speaks about all of his tribulations. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to have a lot of trials. A lot of trials. Some people, when they come into the church, they think it's going to be a piece of cake. Hunky-dory, it's going to be easy sailing. Hey, that's not true. Not true. So those who go through RCA program, okay, once you become a Catholic, everything is going to be easy. That's a lie. It's a lie. And that's not good, because we have to carry the cross. And St. Paul here speaks about all the trials that, well, not all, but many of the trials that he went through. My great uncle, who was a doctor in Detroit, Phil Droulard, his spiritual director was Blessed Solanus Casey. Okay? He was his spiritual director. So Solanus Casey said that my uncle had problems with his brain. He was suffering a lot. And Solanus Casey said, "You're not going to heal." So my great uncle died when he was about 28. He was a doctor. Very interesting. Solanus Casey would do this. He would thank God for your trials even before they come. Hello? That's incredible. So here you have St. Paul speaking. St. Paul is speaking about his trials. What's the last verse? He thanks God. That's so counterintuitive, isn't it? It's so countercultural. We think about trials and crosses and we run in the other direction, right? That's the way we are. But I've meditated, I thought about that theological concept of Casey. Why would Paul or Casey or the saints even thank God for the trials before they come? Because whatever God sends us is good for us, right? Whatever God sends us is good for us. Now we may not understand it right away. We may start to question, why am I going through this now? But if you look in retrospect in your life, the trials that God sent you, when you had them, you're kind of saying, why am I going through this now? But after you got through it, you saw how God used that to humble you, to purify you, and to convert your heart. Amen? Amen. But when you're going through it, you're questioning, why me? This shouldn't be happening to me. I go to the 8 o'clock Mass at St. Peter's, and I pray the rosary afterward, too. I even make my holy hour, huh? Shouldn't happen to me, no? On the contrary, as the book of Sirach says, if you decide to follow the Lord, prepare yourself for battle. There's a number in St. Faustina, and what she says, she's going through constant trials, and now and then there's a respite. Respite means there's a little bit of rest so that she can go out into battle again. I kind of like that. A little bit of a respite, so you can go out into battle again. Okay, the psalm says, to you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. To you, Lord, I offer a sacrifice of praise. Okay, today's Friday in which we have to do some type of penance. You choose it. But offer your sacrifice to the greatest sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass. If you unite your sacrifice to the sacrifice, it has infinite value. Never forget that. Never forget that. This is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Place all of your sacrifices on the altar. When I lift up the host and the chalice, the sacrifices have infinite value. Infinite value. So let's move to the gospel. Jesus is very, very demanding, isn't he? It's almost a scary gospel, isn't it? Pluck out your eye. Cut off your hand. Cut off your feet. What does he mean? This is Ignatius. You know, our worst enemy is sin. So our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should be using all that we have, all that we are, to give honor and glory to God. All that we are, all that we have, we should be used as an instrument by which we are living out the Ignatian AMDG, doing everything for the honor and glory of God. Now, okay, this is challenging, okay? Our eyes. We've never lived in a world today, in a world in which there are so many temptations. with respect to our eyes. And I think we have to examine our conscience. Go through a day and examine your conscience, how you use your eyes the last 24 hours. And the most obvious is this, is social media, TV, your iPad, your telephone. Are we using all of these as a means by which we can be glorifying God? Examine your conscience. Adultery goes way beyond the mere physical act, way beyond it. Remember reading a book in which there was a father that was watching Super Bowl Sunday. And he had a little daughter who was about 9 years old. And during halftime, the father went into his room and he left the door ajar. And the little daughter wandered into his room and saw that he was looking at pornography. The little girl ran out crying and told her mother, and the mother said, "Okay, I want a divorce from you." And they're divorced. Think that through. Isn't it true that once you get married, you promise to be faithful? When you got married, you'd be faithful in good times and bad, in health and sickness, in riches and poverty, until death be apart. Has it ever occurred that maybe that man was breaking his vow because he was committing adultery by looking at pornography? That's what Jesus is saying in the gospel today. Now, Jesus preached this 2,000 years ago, but he knew that I was going to preach on it today. He knew it. God knows everything. So the word of Jesus Christ is applicable always. And it's up to us as preachers and teachers to try to interpret the word of God in the light of the present circumstance in which we live. So examine your life on how you use your eyes, on how you use your ears, on how you use your tongue, on how you use your hands, on how you use your feet, and on how you use your body. St. Paul says, "You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Glorify God in your bodies." Don't you recognize that you are a temple of the living God? St. Paul to the Corinthians. So I think the more we read the Word of God, the more it makes us feel uncomfortable. I've come to comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable. Amen? I've come to comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable. Let's pray for the grace of sincerity, to examine our lives, and pray for the grace to use all the members of our body for the honor and glory of God. Amen.